Next is a progress note on Eugene Reinbold, last name Reinbold, Eugene Eudene. Place was Cumberland Glen in Frankenmuth. Date was June 27, 2022. New paragraph history. Our chief complaint, Mr. Reinbold, was seen regarding COPD, osteoarthritis, dementia, and hypertension, but he also has been either hallucinating or delusional, period. He can get aggressive with his staff, period. New paragraph, Mr. Reinbold denies any shortness of breath when seen, period. His COPD is stable and he has a Buterol available once a month every 4 hours, period. May actually double that if need be, period. Two, he has hypertension, but that is currently controlled with enalapril, and readings have been stable, period. There's no headache or any cardiac symptoms, period. Mr. Reinbold has been said to be talking to the wall and getting information from family members and wife through the wall, period. He thinks he moved into his parents' home, but they had been deceased for a while, and he thus has delusional thoughts, period. His wife states that he can get aggressive with the staff, period. His osteoarthritis is baseline, period. He does have a history of depression, but his main symptoms now seem to be delusional, period. I did a mental status evaluation, period. New paragraph review of systems, no shortness of breath. His left knee has a scar, he has no heartburn, no headache or chest pain. He denies any major bowel problems, but often he does have loose stools, period. He denies any bowel pain, period. He denies the serious hematuria, period. The paragraph passes his father for dementia, essential hypertension, osteoarthritis of the knees, depression, COPD, gastroesophageal reflux disease, idiopathic progressive neuropathy. Social history, he is a current smoker. In paragraph examination, he is not acutely distressed, does not appear physically ill, period. Vitals, blood pressure 130 over 70, pulse 81, respiratory rate 18, temperature 97.9, O2 saturation 94%. Head and neck, oral mucosa normal, abdominal inspection, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extra ocular movements intact, neck supple, no mass or nose. Lungs, or clear to percussion and auscultation. Cardiovascular, normal, SMS2, no gout, no murmur. Abdomen soft and non-tender. Musculoskeletal, his left knee had a scar. CNS, cranial nerves are grossly normal, sensation is intact. New paragraph, a mental status exam was done, period. He was a bit delusional, period. I did the Falstein mini mental status exam and he scored 27 out of 30, period. He lost 1 point in recall and 1 in orientation of time in that he did not recall the exact day of the week and 1 in orientation of place as he could not recall the place or type of place, period. The rest he did perfectly, period. He also scored 2 out of 2 in clock drawing, period. In paragraph assessment of plan 1, this man may have mild dementia, and this has been diagnosed, but I think his bigger problem now is the delusional disorder, period. He is already on Risperdal 1 milligram daily, and I'm increasing that to twice a day, period. I'll observe for more changes and see if this helps, period. He does remain on mirtazapine 15 milligrams at bedtime for depression, period. For the dementia, he's on donepezil 10 milligrams daily and memantine 5 milligrams daily, period. His hypertension is controlled with enalapril 10 milligrams daily. Period. As far as osteoarthritis is stable, Celebrex 200 milligrams daily, period. 5 years edema, control of Lasix 20 milligrams daily, along with potassium 20 milligrams daily, period. 6 years peripheral neuropathy, L-carnitine gabapentin 300 milligrams daily, period. 7 years gastric soft reflux disease, you know, continue meprazole 20 milligrams daily, period. ADS-COPD, L-carnitine albuterol, one puff every 4 hours if needed, period. He's on atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily for lipids, comma, iron for anemia, period. Overall, continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.